Rimfa, African Herd Girl, by Eric Berry. In the first story in this book, you went to Africa with Martin Johnson to photograph wild animals. Now you will journey again to that great continent. This time, you will visit a little African herd girl, see something of life in her village, and learn how she proved her courage, skill, and faithfulness in a time of great danger. Perhaps you will feel that Rimfa was not so different from the boys and girls in our country. Herding the Cattle. It was yet 3 hours until the time of sundown and driving in the cattle. Now was the hottest part of the long day in West Africa. Rimfa, the little herd girl, yawned as she lay in the shade of a huge tree, the only large tree in sight for miles and miles. Before her spread out her father's herd of cattle, 50 slow-moving white cows, each with horns a man's height across and a huge hump between its shoulders. They lay, now, in such small shade as they could find, contentedly chewing their cud and calmly looking out over the blazing plain. A cowbird, crowds of which follow the cattle herd, hopped nearer and, made bold by Rimfa's stillness, pecked at a weed near her foot. But at this, Biri, her pet monkey, suddenly sprang up and let out a shrill chatter of rage. Herding would have seemed a dull life to anyone not accustomed to it, but Rimfa preferred it to the usual work of the girls of her tribe, to pounding corn and spinning, and cooking over the tiny fire in front of a hut in the narrow little village. Herding cattle was boys' work. At present, her brother, Burum, was down with the measles. For this reason, the only daughter of the family was allowed the task of watching the herd.